Let's see, we were doing the Sefer Orchel Shabbos with a great Sefer. And let's take a look, see what he has to say to us on these matters. What is that? We're out?
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. All right. We'll have to talk about that. I'll read it from my version, which I have in front of me. Let's look at the Gemara. Gemaras we thank God have. I mean, even response I'm out of?
No, response.
Response, Baruch Hashem. Very important. That's really easy. Let's take a look at the Gemara and the Kuf Mem again. And there are different interpretations of the Gemara, and that's why the Orchel Shabbos has a dim view of relying on this too much, because we're not exactly sure what the Pshat is. What do we see over here? Chara Shalosh Mer of Shabbos, Mocha Mamcho, Bein Biyad, Bein Bikli. Well, Yidrof Elam Arev. So therefore, the before the Gemara, right? I got the argument the Gemara. So what are the Hebrews at Tehran over here? Some say that it means v'lo yitrof, you can't. You have a vigorous mixing of the ingredients. They can do it. It's called marvs without such force, without such force. And then there's the idea, Rabbi Osai. Memacho bein biyad bein bekli. So biyad means using your hand or something, your finger. And bekli, what does bekli mean? Mefarshim bekli means why? You let it roll around in the kli. Roll around in the kli, that's considered to be bekli. These are various leniencies in terms of ilchos lush to avoid a problem by either using your finger or letting it just sort of take a pot and shake the pot around so whatever's in the pot gets mixed together a little bit. Those are the various terms which I found based upon this Gemara. And let's look in the Bir Halacha, which you all have. It's Sif Tezvav. Let's look there. The Ramas L'Yochol. You see that his pshat is going to limit us dramatically. Here's the Kasha. How can it be Tzorach in Gadol B'Zeh? The last three, four lines on page Kufnun in the typical print. Echitiru Chazal Etzem HaGibul Du Issa D'Raisa V'Yashin Yamua D'Azeh V'Enosh Torach B'Koach. Instead of going it goes that's going to be Matan Issa D'Raisa. It's just a small change. That's what's bothering the Bir Halacha. So he has his own pshat. What's his own pshat? He has a remarkable pshat. Does he have? Based upon the lashon of the Rambam, Vishosa, which you found, so in the Frank, the Rambam's not there. But okay, he has his unique pshat. If his pshat is correct, it's very limited. Very limited. Okay? The Chazanish, in the alternative, says the only time using your finger works, if you have a situation identical to the Gemara, which means there's no real Issa D'Raisa anywhere on the horizon. What you did was you took a vegetable, you mixed it with its own juice, and that's not really an Issa D'Raisa at all. You get an example of you have these shum shochuk, right? There, any other than that, you have no right for this Gemara. Yes, there's another Gemara, and of kufnu v'avam and aleph shesi v'yare. Oh, that's gonna work. That's a bona fide shinu because you're not really mixing it at all. Now you're mixing it like this, slow motion, as opposed to Torah. That's just a hard line to define. Shesi V'yar is a much more clear line to define. So says the Chazanish. I'm sorry, I can't show it to you. Because of these fears that one of the two of them is right, he's very hesitant to allow you to use this heter, which is found in the Gemara, anything beyond what it actually says. Now let's open up Rabosai to a chiddush in the Shulta Gibor on this Gemara of Kuf Mem, which is in either page Nun Ches or Kuf Samach Aleph, depends on what kind of print you have. See what it says. Take a look together. In my edition, it's Kuf Samach Aleph, Sifkot and Gimel. Most of the portion will say it's only if you put the mashim ribod yom. However, Shabbos also, for our, those who have my print, it's the first wide line, Pech Kuf Samachal. However, Shabbos also says a mashim b'charlo. Fine. Uveshum shekusosh ribod yom. There are those who are making even b'Shabbos. Okay, so machlokes is what we had already before. Lashon Riaz, Umori Zakeni Arav, Piske Arid. Riaz is Re Achron Zokin, or Achron Zal. That's the grandson of the Rid. Omer, Shechardel also says the Sokol Mashkin B'Shabbos. Alitzorach Lelusha B'Mashkin Merim Shabbos. That is Chardel. Aval Hashum V'Shechlayim, Shemurusokin Merim Shabbos. Mutale Lasais Bamashkin Bishabis, Shina Trichin Lisha Kamar Kardal. He splits. There were three cases in the Gemara Daf Kuf Mem. With respect to one, he's strict. And with respect to the last two, he's lenient. The Leonirus and the Shulta Giborim. The Ein Lachali Benem. Not so. But the Gamashim Mashach Lion told you the Mamashkin Mer of Shabbos. The only matter dvash bechar legwisim, dvash bechar legwisim b'shul if you're mishul them. Only if it's more bear of Shabbos. The kids and nimrits, he rejects this svara, which is given over. Where did he get it from? Where did the moris the kenarav? Where did he get it from? In my opinion, he got it from the lush of the Gemara on both sides. Take a look. Gemara's trying to find you in the riff. Halfway now. Chalo shaloshom bear of Shabbos. There was a leash of a mare of Shabbos, which implies it was water, otherwise it's kind of lush. Whereas it comes to Shum and Shechlayim, it never says lush a mare of Shabbos. It says Shach a mare of Shabbos, Risk a mare of Shabbos. So it's based on the Deir called Lushin that he got this distinction. Cain nearly. Shul the Gibbon disagrees. But what's a Svara? That the Mashke is not Medabek the Shum Shachok into one Isa. And the Chazanish is, in this whole sugya, it's even less than Afer. Afer is a whole shadow of Bar-Gibel, not Bar-Gibel. It's even less than that. Less than that. Oh. Of course, the question becomes, Shum Shachuk, it's a big problem. I want to show you the B'Alocha at the beginning of Reish of Shin Chav Dalet. I'll show you this one more thing. Shin Chav Dalet in the B'Alocha. Take a look. I can't show it to you, but at least I should open it myself. Anyone happens to have it in the room, it's such a beautiful sefer, the Orach HaShabbos. I'm reading from page Resh Mem Beis. He refers to himself, where I started today, on page Resh Lamed. Let's see, where is this? Resh Lamed Ches. He says he doesn't like to rely on the attainment of Kuf Mem, because after all, the Bishtabru had his own unique pshat, the Chazir had his own unique pshat. But over here, he says as follows. Yeah. Certain leniencies he's approving over here. Before, he didn't like those that had taken from before. Here with respect to Shum and Shai Yerokos, who perished from Rusokim, Poshet Yeshlachel, Shum Shishinuyim, Elu Nemer B'Gemara, Shabbos Afkuf Mem, Amad Aleph, Lehedja B'Gabe Chardol. Rambam quotes it by Shum and Shechlayim. So the case where they are found, you have to accept it. The Mefurash Gemara. Before Shigamar, it's interesting. The Alocha writes the beginning of Shin Chav Dalet. Das Kamer Rishonim. The Dama Sheena Bar Gibul Kaimelon Kabaye. Mode Rosh Behuda the Yeshiva Torah of Nesinus Ma'am LeKemach. So Lama Hekilu B'Shum Shachuk B'Chayotimau. To learn Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Why I'm afraid You're going to pour water in. It's a lav bar gibel, and it should be chayev. That's the kasha. This view, Rabbosai, that by lav bar gibel, we are more strict, it's found in the first Bialach and Shin Chav Dalet, Ein Govlin. Where it's quoted, that there are those who maintain that with Lav Bar Gibel were even more strict. Why don't you worry about that sheet over here in our Gemara on Daf Kuf Mem and Aleph? It's an excellent question. Basically, we said before, the Chazon Ish is Mutter. It's less than Afer. Nothing. So this question which he raised over the Reishman Beit, I feel bad, I can't show it to you, I'm not going to go into Barichas, could be answered according to what we just said until now. Now, Rabosai, let's see a couple of important sources, and we only are limited to what's in the actual Shulchan Aruch and the Mepharshim. Take a look. Go to the Shulchan Aruch. Even though we have the Shulchan Aruch, well, let's just try to show the Taz first. Because then we'll come to the one to the other. Taz. What happened? Taz. Okay. The Taz is something important. Lengthy Taz, we were already here before. Not getting into all the details of this Taz. But what does he say? For those who would like to see things twice, on the screen and in print, this Taz is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah that we already saw yesterday. We'll see it again now. Sifkaton Samach Ches. He says, first wide line in Mishnah Berurah, page Kuf Nun Aleph, talking about the ugurkis. Remember, it's known, Yeshu and ugurkis, which are either radishes or cucumbers. You put, mix in with some kind of a liquid. Nizar lo arav bekoach. Don't be torit. Or in Eber Kliach. So basically, now Gemara Kuf Mem. V'tov lahachmir gamkein shi'itein hachomet v'chakach hamachol. Switch the order around as well. Okay? Fine. That's what it says. Of course, the question becomes, Rabosai, we already pointed this out, that the Sharatzion says in Pei Dalet, after who Ovir. The Mishnah Sharatzion didn't like it. That was yesterday's year. But if it's talking about Ovir, what's the idea of switching the order around? The Poshim Shad the Gemara, that switching the order around only works by what? By what? By Rako. Now I want to show you this in the Rif. Since we're open to the Rif anyway, we're open to the, as we were reading from the Shult de Gibora before, take a look in the Rif. Page Kuf, Pei, Zion. Or Samach Zion in the old Rif. Take a look at the look at the Gemara. The Feirish. Look at the Rif, I should say. Halfway down, page Kuf, Pei Zayin, it's at the very beginning of Samach Zayin and Beis in the old print. Quotes the Gemara. The Dafka Barako. Ava Ba'ova Lo. And then he adds, critically, Virako Nami Lo Amor Ela De Mishani. You reverse the order. What is he saying over here? Reversing the order works only with respect to Raka and not with respect to Ava. So the question then becomes, what is the Mishnah Berurah saying over here in Sivkaton Samaches Tov Lahachmir Gamkein to reverse the order? But since he said in Sharatzion Pei Dalet, we're discussing Ava, we just saw the first Sharif with respect to Ava, reversing the order is not effective. It's going to be usher anyway. So why is it saying to Ablahapa to reverse the order? Excellent question. Again, it's all Orcha Shabbos. I can't show it to you. He answers that even if it's not Matir, at least would knock out the Easter the Oraisa, according to Rebbe. That much it would do. Then he says, I'm just reading to you, this is on page Resh Mem Gimel and Resh Mem Dalet. What does Shini Yah say to the world? Because Blila Ova, he says the Taz holds, even Blila Ova, Mahani Shini, Resena Nesina Tamashkel, is that the Suleka, page Resh Mem Dalet, Easter Torah, Alisa de Rabbanon. At least it knocked it down by reversing the order to a de Rabbanon. And he has in brackets, Ubachuma Sadeshan Nun Gimel Mashma, the Blila Ova, Ain Shinoi Beseda, Nishmina Samashka Mol Klal, Losi Bide Yisra Torah. Chenkos of Chazanish, against this. Why? It's a small little change. It won't help whatsoever when it comes to Blila Ova. It only works with respect to Blila Rak, which is not a Daraisa anyway. That's what it sounds like. This leads us to our next discussion, Rabosai. Our next discussion, which is the Beis Yosef we've seen before, but it's time to see it again. We've been here once before, but it's already been a week. Time to review. Here we go. Watch. If he's there, even Ova, Uvaraka Shori, I feel the Tuva, but only if you reverse the order. Because of Iran, because of Rabbi Magid, Per Kafala, Peshema Ramban, Rajbo, Ela Shechirish Loma, who? The Magid Mishnah, watch this now. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Ba'ova, Nami, Mutter, I feel the Tuva. If you reverse the order, the Beis Yosef claims that a shinui in the order will work even with respect to Ava. I thought you learned some shot in the Rabbi Magid, Perikov Aleph, Halacha Lamed Gimel. Is this shot correct? Some say it's ridiculous, it's impossible. He never meant the thing. Let's read the words of the Magad Mishnah inside and see if you think the Beis Yosef is right or if he's not right. I want you to give me your honest answer what Pashup Shad is. An honest answer. Pashup Aladaf. Let's see the Magad Mishnah said exactly in Perikov Aleph. Okay, we're in the right place. I want you to read to me, and you tell me if you think the Beis Yosef is correct or not correct, on a simple level. Pashup Shah. Goes to the Sogya. Goes to the Sogya. Fine? Follow Rav Yossi. The Da. Words are important to see quote of Yosef Yehuda. Well, the Diver of Yosef Yehuda, he says, Afilu Ba'ava. What Ba'ava? Read before. Call it the Reisha Ba'ava, Shasu Seva Baraka. Well, Diver Yakol, watch this. Mutter Livchosh Min Haraka. Called Soka, they shinu the Nusina Zachomas Machrona. Well, the Diver of Yosef Yehuda, Afilu Ba'ava. What Ba'ava? What? Rabbi, so you're good in reading. What, on a simple read of the Magen Mishnah, what is it being matter be'ova? What? What shinu? What? Simple pshat. What he just said a minute ago. What did he say a minute ago? What do you mean ago? Shinu b'nesina sachavas machrona. He reversed the order. What do you want for Rabbi Yosef Karo? He read this, that according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the same shinu works, afilu be'ova, to reverse the order. Chazanish comes down, it's impossible. Absolutely, it's tamer. It's impossible. He read this to mean, I feel above it means not this line of cold sarko by reversing the order, rather it has reference to, it has reference to, Rabbi Osai, al-yad, al-yad. Al-yad, al-yad. Which is found way, way back there. Not the pashut. I have to consider. It's not the simple read of the Magen Mishnah. But when the Chazanish attacks him, he says, "I'm sorry, Kesef Rabbi Yosef Karo, you are against the Truma Sedeshin." And here, I believe, he's 100% right. He's 100% right. It is against the Truma Sedeshin. How do you get out of this? Nun Gimel? Mm-hmm. What happened? You lost it? I believe that the Chazanish is correct. The Beis Yosef is against the Truma Sedeshin. I think he's right. I think he's completely right. That the Truma Sedeshin says that reversing the order is not going to work for Ova. Venera, the Blila Ova hold of Chashuva Elisha Gemura, ein chiluk beinos namashat chilo acharov. He's right. He's absolutely right. He's right. The Chazanish is correct. Rabbi Yosef Karo is against the true Masadesh. But you know, the Svara is, Rabbi Osai, of the Chazanish, because if you're worried, listen carefully, please. If you're worried, if it would be a Shinoi, listen to me. If it would be a Shinoi, a real Shinoi reversing the order, it should work even according to Rebbe. And we know it doesn't. We know that Rebbe, Blila Ava, reversing the order, is absolutely prohibited. So Mapit Om, it should work according to Rebbe Yosef Yehuda. He's saying, what's he saying in effect? The reversing the order is a very small shinui. Very small, tiny shinui. V'araya, doesn't work according to Rebbe. So why should it work for Ava according to Rebbe Yosef Yehuda? That is very, very gewaldig akasha that the Chazanish asks against Rabbi Yosef Karo. Against Rabbi Yosef Karo. Okay, it's a good question. It's a good question. It's a good question. However, I believe there is an answer. A twofold answer. Number one, according to the Egle Tal, what did the Egle Tal say? He said two things. First thing he said was the fundamental difference between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Not just a detail. It's fundamental. Not that the Chazanish didn't like this either. Fundamental difference. According to Rebbe, as long as the items are in the same bowl, it needs a deraisa right away because they get some kind of mixture. And according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you have to actually take the ingredients and knead them together to some extent. Rock or something. That being the case, we make the following answer to the Chaznish's kasha, Misvara, based on the following Nakuda. Switching the order around is only going to help Rav Osai if the Easter is Gibu. So then, remember that Eglet Tal Svara? You switch from Gufo to Kocho, because he holds that according to Yosef Yudah, the Iker is the flower. The water is only an instrument to have all the little pieces of flour become one. So if you pour the flour in, it's Begufo. You pour the water in, it's only Begoko. So therefore, we can make the following suggestion. Switching the order around, especially in the direction the Gemara has, to put the liquid in at the end, that's only Koko. So it works. Frank the Chazish, watch them record the Rebbe. I buy it out of the Rebbe. But according to the Rebbe, the nature of the Yisrael is totally different. The nature of the Yisrael is just having two ingredients in the same bowl. So if it's in the same bowl, it's irrelevant what came first, what came second. Totally irrelevant. But if the nature of the Yisrael is what? That you want to take pieces of little flour and make them into one big thing, then if you put the water at the end, so that's the fundamental difference. It's only Kocho, not Gufo, as you said yesterday, Fneglital. That's one way to explain. What do you do, Rav Osai? What do you do? We started, remember, with the Taz. And the Taz didn't go for this whole thing that the liquid going at the end is what's critical. He said, no, if either way is normal, then we're going to be also both directions. He pulled that out yesterday. So now what are you going to say? I think you can still get the following answer. Yes! The answer is yes. Chazanish is completely correct. Rav Yosef Karo is against the Truma Sadesh. Yes, it's true. Rav Yosef Karo wasn't saying Pshat in Truma Sadesh. Who is the same Pshat in Rav Yosef? Who is the same Pshat in? Forgot? Who is the same Pshat in whom? The Magad Mishnah. If I can prove to you that the Magad Mishnah is against the Truma Sadesh, then you can't slug me up by going to Truma Sadesh. I'm the same Pshat in the Magad Mishnah. Who's about Pukta in the Truma Sadesh? Right? Well, let's take a look. Let's examine it carefully. Are the Magad Mishnah and the Truma Sadesh saying the same thing? Not so pashut. Why? Why? What's the halacha, Rav Osai, if you switch the order around the raka according to Rav Yossi or Yehuda? I repeat. We switch the order around the rock according to Yosef Yehuda. The Magad Mishnah was Matirit, as we saw a minute ago, and the Truma Sadesh and Asitit. Look what he says. The Mandama Nesinas Mayim Lachoshel Gilas Yosef Yehuda. Kein lo mahani di ovet shini v Nesinas Amacho betchila. Akat lo ovet shini v Nesinas Amacho betchila. This is Truma Sadesh. It won't work. What we called before? Prehistory. Introducing the ingredients in the bowl is prehistoric for the Yosef Yehuda. That's what it says in the Trumas Hadeshin. Okay? What about the Magad Mishnah? What did he say? What did the Magad Mishnah say? Did he accept this? Take a look. What did he say? What did he say, the Magad Mishnah? What did he say? Tanya Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Amar Chaskava say, and therefore what? And the here, the Rakol Mutal Lifchosh Min Araka Kol Tzoko, are they Shirev in the Sinas Achomets Bachrona? He's saying, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, this Shini HaSeder does work. How would Rabbi Yosef Karo respond to Chazanish? Yes, you are correct. My Pshad Magad Mishnah is against the Truma Sadesh. The Magad Mishnah is against the Truma Sadesh anyway. We just saw. We just saw a second ago. Truma Sadesh, his last line said, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Shini HaSeder does not work. And the Magad Mishnah says, it does work. The Riakol does work. So the Mela, the Magad Mishnah is against the Truma Sadesh anyway. So you can't slug me up on that basis. That's my answer. The simple read, I have to concede, the simple read of the Magad Mishnah is the basic answer to read. Let's read it again. What Baba? The previous line. She didn't see this chometz, not the all way back up here, al yad, al yad. Pashut pshat in the words. Oh. So now we go back to the Rambam, which is all comes from. And just one more spin at this. Watch, they have the punctuation of the Frankel. No period. Ketzad? What's it going on? What's Tzarach L'shanos? Pashut pshat with this punctuation. Kosha osnim pnei shenirik alosh Tzarach L'shanos. So you have to be mishane in the what? In the kosha. Probably not in the rach. In other words, if you do it rach, then it's fine the way it is. You do it kosher, then you need a shinui. Okay, it's that because of the order. Rabosai, if we're right, there's only one problem. The Rambam is against whom? Who usually never goes against? The Rif. Because the Rif is beferish by Keret. We saw the Rif. Read the Rif again. That's why I'm so confused. Did he have punctuation? Who punctuated this Rambam? Did he have a ksav yad of the Rambam with punctuation? I want to know. The Frankel put punctuation. Who did it? Who done it? And Bar Ilan picked up his punctuation. The Rif is beferish. Look, we read it earlier today. V'dafka v'raka, ava ba'ava lo. V'raka nami lo amar ala mishani, switch the order. So if I care to go into the Rif, the only time it works, you have two things going for you. Raka and shinui. Ava would not work with a shinui, and raka would not work without a shinui. That's the more traditional tries in the Rif. But if you have the punctuation that he puts in the Rambam, it's exactly the other way around. So this goes back to what we spoke about a minute ago. According to the Rif, Rabosai, according to the Rif, shinui haseder will not work the other. As the Chazon Ish said, against the Beis Yosef. Now, we spoke about the lashon of the open your please to your Ramah, and I'm not sure if what I told you last time is correct necessarily. We had the lashon of the Ramah, we think it's the Ramah. It's in parentheses, you have to be a little bit careful. And Sif Yudal at the end. Vafilu berach tzarach l'shanos. So what does that mean, Vaf? There are two ways to read that. Last week I told you, Vafilu berach tzarach l'shanos, like the Rif says. If you're going to do rach tzarach l'shanos, you do other, then tzarach l'shanos won't even work. But you can always be a devil's advocate. About fuel about Tzarach L'shanos, but of also Tzarach L'shanos is going to work. That'd be an in-between position. In other words, there are three possibilities. The most chumradik is the Rif. Only rach and only mishinui. The most kal position is the Rambam according to Frankel's Nusach, which seems to say what? Ava works with the shinui. Rock works without a shinui. Just read the Rambam as we have it on the board. This is what comes out. No, just read it again. He says, "Mutl the gabba b'chometz, harbin v'asachas." Yeah, who she a rock? Period. With no shinuyim. I'm a kosh. Also, there. So the shalos with a shinui. Tell the shinui by over by kosh, not by rock. The third possibility, the in between possibility, which one could read the Ramah that way, or the so-called Ramah, Vafilu v'rach tzarach l'shanos. You always need a shinui. But a shinui is work by Av. So rach without a shinui would be asur. Av without a shinui would be, of course, asur. And with a shinui is what the bein be'av bein be'rach. That's a third possibility, an in-between shita. An in-between shita. Rabosa. Finally, before we end this topic, because I want to get to the new topic, one last swing, last one, at that same Mordechai, we've finished it five times already. Tough Lamed Gimel. We've taken so many swings in it already. Let's do one more. One more. Tough Lamed Gimel. We already had changes in the text, if you recall. The Gra took out the words lo, and the put in the words uvar zura kosav. Let's take a look at it one more time. I pointed out to you that the words Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi are not found over here. Keep that in mind. Let's go. Kuf Tov Lamed Gimel. Pirish Hadvash Lo Yachad Bekaf El Arab Yachad Kol Beitz Trufas El Arab Yachad Biyad Masha Mikan Shem Kosa Shumim Erev Shabbos Mutal says Sofan Mashke B'Shabbos. The Yerushalmi Klal Gadol says no. The Chayim says over there Shochet Tuma Yav Mashke Mechayim Shem Losh. Omeri Tamuda Didan the Posik Mimachol Bi Miyab and Bekli Hanuki Nosin Mayim Erev Shabbos. Okay. It's referring to a case of Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. Question. Is this according to Rebbe? Rebbe Yossi Yehuda or both? So make the following suggestion. This is not a commitment that he holds like Rebbe. He hasn't committed. Maybe Rebbe's right. Maybe Yossi Yehuda's right. But he wants the Gemara Daf Kuf Mem to go to Chol HaDeis. Why should we limit the Gemara? So in order to say that it works the Chol HaDeis, let's say it's referring to a situation of what? Nos and Mayim, Me'erev Shabbos. Me'erev Shabbos. Now, according to Yosef Yehuda, it's possible, Rabbi Ose, it's possible to limp Shad in the Gemara that he put the water in on Shabbos for the first time. It's possible. It's possible. This is the very last line. Vimlo Nosan Mashkin Nibod Yom. Which is possible according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Ma'ariv betzvah, below the cleek, you're going kav. If you want to say that pshat, you need a shinui godol. Aye, the Gemara's matir and I've cooked with a shinui buah. Yeah, the Gemara goes Erev Shabbos. Even according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Because the Gemara's talking about a shinui katam. But since we haven't taken a stand on who's right, we can still suggest with a shinui godol, it's mutter. If you put the mashma the first time on Shabbos, according to Yosef Yehuda, he never took a stand against Yosef Yehuda. That's what I'm trying to point out of here. My last swing. We'll stop here, and now we're going to start the new malach. Any questions? Rabosai, the malach we're about to start, which is a, for those who weren't here, the tentative plan, Rabosai, this is our last malach that we're doing as such. Remember, we go back to the game plan from day one. We said we're going to do these malachas. After the malabe, we stop. We have a chazara with a pchina. Still discussing the shira system, when the pchina is going to be. There are a number of other malachas that we didn't have a chance even to touch yet, which are on the list of malachas that we have to talk about. Back in the Mishnah, on the ayin gimel and aleph. So mevashel, we just can't touch this. It's too broad of a topic, although I'll probably talk about it to the fellows after Pesach, the separate group, or the one that come, or get the tapes. That should work. But the malachas that are left that we didn't talk about are, which we want to talk about still, as gozeis, shochet, and the machik. Those are not so common. Those three have particular connection to refuah. They're all very much discussed in refuah. Since on top of the second part of this man is for the pre-med and the doctors and everywhere else talking about refuah matters. So hopefully at that point in time we will bring in those three malachas. Okay, that's just to give you the overall plan. With me, Hilva? Malabe is probably the only malacha that I've seen people be Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia, who are otherwise known as Shomer Shabbos. We've got many malachas already this month. Many. Almost everything that I've seen people do, there's at least one opinion that to be matter. Others would give up. It may have not been in my experience, but I, in my experience, have seen situations where somebody suffers a stain on their garments on Shabbos, walks over to the sink on Shabbos, Shomer Shabbos place, everyone Shomer Shabbos, walks over to the sink, takes water, puts it on the garment to get rid of the stain. And by a show of hands, I'm just my own curiosity, who has ever seen a Shomer Shabbos person do such a thing? Raise your hand. Almost everyone raised their hand. It's a chpilei ployim. It's an Isa Dorais and Mamet, I think, L'chol HaDeis. We'll learn the halacha together. I'm a big maker, you know. I'm a Lamed Tzchus. I haven't found one. I don't think the Aruch HaShulchan even has a Lamed Tzchus on this one. But people do it. I don't understand. Where are they coming from? Sounds like it should really be a serious shadow of a Daraisa. So let's, with that background of concern, let us attack the new Maor HaMakomos and see together what these halachos are all about. Okay. So we'll try to go a little bit in order. We'll start with the Mishnah on the Kuf Mem Beis Amud Beis. This Mishnah is very short. It's two lines. It's important for what the Mishnah, what Rashi says, and the Gemara says in Masechta Zvachim. What does it say? It's a funny thing. It comes in the back door of Muktzah. This plunked down over here. Hoysalav Lishleshes. What's Lishleshes? On the side it says over here, Soas Tarnagolim, yuk. Soas Tarnagolim, imagine it's pretty yucky. Mikancha Bismartut. Take a dry shmata arev, and this is scratch it off, says Rashi. Vlohiton alehamayim, v'stam kar shal beged hu, u'beged shriyoso b'mayim u'kibuso. So Gemara and Zvachim Tzadi Dalet. So you can't dip it into water. That tells me it's a deraisa, assuming it's not made from leather. It's made from cloth. Okay. Haisa shalor. What if it's made from leather? Nosen aleha mayim asher tichle. Talk Rashi. Haisa l'shlesh yizu al kar shalor la bar kibusu. That's a very big loaded phrase, la bar kibus. Okay, we'll see soon. Nosen aleha mayim asher tichle. Umi kibus mamish, real kibus, rabosai, lo. The whole alustam korah muksos is rakin minu, shakli mebehu kibus bi oros rakin. Viu shriyos and lo zel kibusam. Pchen befurish bezvochim in perek dam chatos. The whole sugin zvochim about this topic, that you don't say shriyos and zel kibusam when it comes to or. So again, if it's made from cloth, the only alternative is to wipe it off with a dry cloth. If it's made from leather, you can pour water on it until it disappears. What happens to shiros and kibusim? Does not apply for leather. Can you be in violation of malabim when it comes to leather? Yes, but not by merely putting it into the water. This is such a critical, I both say critical, critical. Two lines of Mishnah, a few lines of Rashi, that's the introduction to the entire sugya. We now turn our attention to a Tosfos, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, a very, very important Tosfos. We've been here before for other reasons. Haimesuch Raisa de Nezaisa, Osla Duka Biyamatov, Pirsh, Stimas Gigas Shal Sheikhar Osla Haduka Mishim Sita, to the Pirsh Bekuntris. Okay, Pirsh Rabbeinu Hanano. Afal Gablo Ashkon, the Habe Chayesh and Schita, Elegabe Mayim, Dav Kuf Yud Gimel, Dav Kuf Mem Zayin, Dav Kuf Mem Ches, Beis Dav Lamed, all talking about water. Last line, Afal Gabe Yayin, Lo Gazvina, Mishim Schita, as it says in Kuf Lamed Testament Beis, Mistadines Ayayin Besudrin, we're not worried about Schita. What's the reason? We are now in Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis on top. V'tama Mishum Dein Adam Choshesh L'Sochto. A person is not going to come to squeeze the liquid out of the garment if it's wine. Why not? Kevel Eidei Schita En Hayochol Akoso Meirecho V'Chazuso. It's going to still smell from wine. It'll even still a little bit look like wine. No one's going to do it. That's unlikely to do that either. But you may not do it, in fact. Why not? You squeeze some of the wine out of the garment that it absorbed. It's what he calls over here, Mislabing tzasis mechabes. You make it a little bit cleaner than it was before. This is called mechabes. This is called Mechavis. Wow. Wow. I don't know. I would have said, based on the top line of Tosfos, in the Yochel and Akoso, I deschit and Yochel and Akoso, and the Rechel v'chazuso, that's not called Mechavis. Mechavis means to clean it. Here you cannot clean it with simple schita. Tosfos in the previous line. So why are they calling it a Mechavis over here? In the Mamash, the previous line, he said, he can't make it clean. He can't make it clean. What's going on over here? What's Pshat? What do you say, Rabbi Oshai? If you can't make it clean, why is that Mechavis? Doesn't Mechavis need to make something clean? What do you mean? You made it a little bit clean. Mislaven abeged tzas? Come on, a little bit's not enough. Lefes machshavis. You have to finish the job. Make it a little bit clean shouldn't work. That's the issue over here. Now, the Tosfos is not the only person to say a little bit. There's another place, another Magad Mishnah. Oh, it's in a different parrot, so you have to start all over again, right? Bam, bam. Whoa. Magad Mishnah.
It's on.
Uh-huh.
We have it.
This is Magad Mishnah?
Yeah.
Ah. This is Magad Mishnah. We're going to get a different parak and we'll see right away where he says a similar lashon. Rabbi Oshai? This is today's Makoros already. You'll see it again. Parak Tes. Oh. Rabbi Oshai, the Magad Mishnah is a similar expression. Rabbi Oshai over here. In Perek Tes and Ilchos Shabbos, and see what it says over here in Magad Mishnah. Halacha Yud Aleph. Okay. It also says what Schita could be. Could be Malabein. Could be. Dosh, fine. Vasochet beged, catch this now, amazingly. Told us sovea kederech malabe. The boss said, no one knows what this means. What do you mean? Which one is it? Told us sovea kederech malabe. Which one is it? Let's assume that sovea is a nightmare, and we'll stick to malabe. Unami b'chol shemechabes pei b'mayim and b'yayin. Because it says in l'ochle lo l'mishra by shvius, apparently you can use wine for laundering purposes. V'lo l'kvisa. V'hu shemiskabes habeged b'kach. What's the next word? Me'at. Once again, me'at. What did Tosfos call it over here? Tosfos called it. Tosfos said over here what? Mislab and Abeged Sas. He says, Miskabes Abeged Pekach Ma'at. Ma'at and Sas sound very similar to each other. It sounds like it's basically the same word. And that's another funny lashon of the Rambam. See the Rambam? Watch. Hamachabes begodim, or is it told us malabin v'chayim? It's already something noteworthy. Tolda? What? Doing loin is a tolda? So what's the av? Hamalabin es atzemer was apishtan or was hashani. Chekokayotzi behen. Mimashe darko li slabin chayov. Literally, you whiten it. If you whiten it, in a normal fashion, you're chayiv. If you launder it, it's a tolda. See soon. Vasochet es habeged ashe yotzi amayim shebo. If you squeeze it out till all the water goes out, hareze mechabes mechayev. Why? Shaschita mitzorche kibusi. Watch this comparison. Kemo shahagosa mitzorche habishul. Whoa. You stir the pot, that could help in the bishul process. You squeeze out the water, can help in the laundering process. That's the comparison. What does it mean? So I wanted to show you, maybe we're back. They work? Okay, let's quickly get it, quickly before we lose out over here. Which one page we're on? Let's just grab a page, see that. Hope you get in. See what happens. That's official. Oh, here we go. We're in the right malacha, Baruch Hashem. So what we have? A nace. Libum b'mitzas, that's exactly our title. He wants to know what's mitzas libum. Quotes Rabbi Natan, Yayin abalua, begat abalua miyayin v'shemen, lo shayach po chiv libum b'schitoso. Kevan den abegat mislavin aide aschita shadan nishabu reicha v'chazuso. That's the top one over here in Tosus. En yochlen akoso me reicha v'chazuso. But Tosfos and Shabbos argue, and Libum b'mitzas is chayev. Rambam, Magen Mishnah, Ramban, Yesh t'tmoa tuba, mashayach l'chayev, Libum b'mitzas, ten abegat adayin roar l'levisha, ain't a besukin klal, kevash nishavo chazusa v'recha. Akati tzorach l'nakosu b'mayimish v'chazusa v'recha, kosu b'in atam, sefer truma. I asked you to take an adayan as I beg the vision of Diana Tom, keep us no silver, my daughter, have the toast of the Rambam, the Shkita. Oh, the Malach is in Atchaya. Borer! He didn't finish the Borer. Right? Malachate! We saw this over here. Malachate Saras, Gozes! Back and forth. He wants to know why you chayef? Why you chayef? Venera Lina Taras. Yadnezer is the kash. You didn't finish the malacha. Why are you chayav? The malacha is libun is chadesh the chayav b'chol shlav u'shlav mishlavei hakibus. Modern Hebrew word, a shlav. I want to translate the word shlav. Stage. And the double shah malachas. The b'chol ha-malachas hikar achiyav mishmatot tzor b'lvad. The result. Ubimalechas libun is chadesh, the eshchiv gam bepu'ula. The action itself. Chol shlav mishlav yakibus chayev, nachivu mishum hechshel libun. By bishul. Remember the Rambam compare we saw a second ago? This is the bishul. Echanochs nesa ur, nechanochs nesa eitzim, nechanochs nesa kadeira, kulum chayav mishum evashel. Rambam says so. Perdeth alach adalit. Why? Mekeves emishna, why? And he goes further than that. Watch. For Sharamba. Hamachabes begodim arayz it told us v'lamim v'chayim. V'asokhin es ha-begat sh'yotzi v'mayim go, arayz it machabes v'chayim. Sh'aschita mitzorchei kibusi, k'mo sh'agosti mitzorchei bishul. What's going on here? What kind of comparison is this? Quotes the Mekeves HaMishnah, the following effect. Watch this. Hadirinu, sh'af al-pi sh'zula sa-ha-gosta hoya ha-tafshul mizbashim. Elo sh'ayedei ha-gosta me-maher li-zbashil ki ha-gavno. The comparison is not just that Yechayiv didn't complete anything, but it's comparable insofar as it hastens the ultimate result. And presumably that's why Yechayiv, even though you didn't achieve the ultimate result yet of total cleanliness of the garment, the total cooking of the food item, you made it one step closer, you're also Chayiv. So writes the Mekeves HaMishnah. This is all opinion of whom? The Rambam. Chidush shel miyuchot shel b'shar melachos, except for Bishul. The kol kiri v'hech shel chayev, af api shel b'lavochi ha'is anas la melacha, mikol makom kem v'shakir ha'to tzor chayev, even though it would have happened anyway, and even if it never happened, both cases. Wow. 3 cents. This chadash, the whole thing is, all this is new. Rambam is a bir niflo, he says. What's a bir niflo? What's so niflo about the Rambam? What's niflo? The Rambam l'shitoso, the mishum hachi svirle, the sochet beged habolua, b'yayin v'shemen, chayav. Af agad adayin l'shem borecha v'chazusa, mikol makom, Derech kibus kain, the begad abalu abiyayin v'shem and tzoroch d'schot chila ha-mashke, v'chakach l'chapso. The first thing is, wring out all the, something falls into a bottle of wine, first wring out all the wine you can from the garment, then put it into the washing machine, or then put it into the sink. First wring out all the wine. That's stage one, Rabosa. Stage one. V'schil b'toch ha-kibus. V'chay v'shem kibus. As we have by Bishul, the same thing. Afiluliba bimitzas nami chayav. The kemen shederach lasos ken lesorach tikuno. Chayav. Afagav shen memas is adayin tikun shalom kumoshin is boer. Meiridik. Comes out, Rabosai. Comes out, according to Shita's. Is he over here? Depend upon another machlokas between the Rabbi Natan and the Rambam. What's the Av of Libun? We saw the Rambam. Kibbutz Beged is only a toldo. What's the Av? Whitening. Malam and Kipchuto. Whitening. That's not laundering. Rabbi Natan says, no. Sochid Beged is an Av Malach. He goes to Sefer Truma. Kol Hani Schida Shomayim Avim Mishim Malibun. Shebekach ha-begad mislabein, v'zeh av melocho ha-melabein. Rabosai. Well, there's an avra told. Who cares a chayfa either? Ah, no. V'nira shenechleku alam d'shem machloikas, t'tit machloikas, fundamental machloikas. V'hagdoris melechas libun. V'tas ha-rambam de melechas libun ikara ho sofas tikun chodosh. V'daimu l'tzoveya. Umishim hachi rak libun semer zav malacha shem mosif botik and chodesh v'pam harishona. When you dyed for the first time, you washed it for the first time. It's like coloring for the first time. Umishim hachi kotzav Rambam amalaben es hatemer o es hapishna o es hashani chob ezeh mimash adagel es hamechayim. It's an amalach. Kibus beged ein mosif botik and chodesh v'machzir lakan muso. Ain't the Avalacha, it's only a Tolda. So to Soche. And the Mekeves and Mishnah says, Pshat. He suggests Pshat with Tzovei Malabe. What does it mean? He wants to say Pshat in that Lushan of Tzovei Malabe. Doesn't mean you chayav twice. Why is Kibbutz only a Tolda? Why isn't it an Av? But he says, Tolda is Tzovei Kederech Malabe, he means. Liba v'tzoveya. K- Krovim Zelazeh. He karam osavas tikkun chadash. You paint that from scratch. It dyes a sweater from scratch. And if a kibbutz is saying a domo, that's tzvi v'limun. It's only a toldim levad. Fine. It's all Rambam. But Rabbi Natan says, no. Shorish ha-malacha tikkun ha-begad ha-yidei kibbutz u'v'chol tikkun shi'iya ha-be'am malacha rabosa. What a fundamental argument. You do laundry. Is it an amalacha or is it only a toldim? According to Rambam, it's only a toldim. What I just do. And according to... I don't know what happened.
Just press X.
X? Which this?
Add X, yeah.
There. So I lost it again for a second. Baruch Hashem. Spared. Okay? It's a fundamental dispute. What's the nature of Malabane? Oh. So now watch. Rabbi Natan says, "Tikkun abegad lekibus uvechol tikkun shi'ah habi av malacha." Even if it's not new, sochet also av malacha. So when the Rambam says, "Schita mitzorachi akibus kemosh hagos zorach abishul," Rabbi Natan would argue with him. You don't have to look for comparisons. It's an av malacha. That's what they're fighting about. According to Rambam, it's like tzoveya tikkun chodesh for the first time. You're dyeing it for the first time, you're whitening it. So kibbutz only a toldah, there's no tzoveis tikkun, just kadosh shemenik kedem. And sochet is only kiruv ayibush, you're making it drier, like magus, chayv mishum kiruv bishul, yeah. But according to the Menatam, schid is itself a tikkun gamur, da malacha. He says, what does it come out? Menatam Rambam fighting with chayv sochet, according to the Rambam, heksha bavad. Schita mekar yibush abeged. For the Ben Tam, it's no. That was the amalacha. Nafkamina rabosai. Sochet beged chodosh. She'ein bo tosefes libu and idea schita. It's brand new. According to the Ben Tam, there's no tikkun. But according to the Rambam, it's hechshel levisha. You would be chayav. Wow. Now we go back. To mix us, Libun. What do we say? Rabbi Natan and Rambam have a fight. Rambam holds Libun to mix us is Chayef. Rabbi Natan says Potter. Rambam says it's a Dumi de Megas. He's starting rolling. Rabbi Natan argues fundamentally the Shitoso. Ein Mokor lechadesh belibun de Chivu afilu behechsher. Rabbi Bishop of that. So when the Tam says Sochet Bega Balua Biyayim Hashem and his potter, Libra Mitzvah is potter. Rabbi Agus Lashitoso, so is a Hechshem Malach, it is a Hechsher. It's a fascinating look. Fascinating. I'm going to share this with you from the Simchayim. And now we're going to go a little further with the same Mahalach, but we have to first see a new Gemara. The Gemara is to be found on both sides. Kuf, Mem, Zayin, Amud, Al. With Maramokot number 3, new Maramokomishes. Kuf, Mem, Zayin, Amud. The Gemara says, top of the daf, Hamanair, Taliso, Bishabis, Chayav, Chatos. Chayav, Chatos. Rashi, Menah, Taliso, Menah, Ofer, it's very important. Chayav, Chatos, El Libunah. Says Tosis, no. Hamanah Talisa Pirish Rach Min HaTal Shalom. The Haino Kibbutz V'Libun Chayav Chatos. It's wet, there's water there. Tal is dew. Ava B'Nir Min HaOfer Ke Nepirish Mekuntris Ein Nira Shiel. Where's the water? There's no water there. Just shaking off some dust and some dirt from a garment. That's not Anisa Doraisa. Well, there's no water there, suggests Tosfos. Rashi disagrees, obviously. Keep this Rabosai in mind. Whatever the pshat will be, with its water, or whether it's dust, it's just shaking off. Either way, the Gemara has a whole series of conditions before you make a guy chayim. A whole series of conditions. What are the conditions? Number one, lo amaron ela b'chadati, alavatiki lesendor. Has to be what? New. But number two, V'la aminan ela ba'uchmi. What's uchmi mean? Black. Aval b'chivri v'sumki. White or red. Leslan ba. Rashi. Uchmi. She'avok mikalkel marisa v'kampen alem. Black has to be jet black. That was some dirt, some dust on top of it. Sok the Gemara, v'hu the carpet alayu. Rashi, v'lov shoad shi'anarein. The only time you're chayiv in this whole sugya is carpet alayu, Rabosa. You're a machbid. You won't walk out with it if it's this way. There are many people who wouldn't walk out in the street with dirt or dust or dew, whatever is on their garment. That's carpet alayu, but shoot. Watch the story. Amazing story. Ula ikla lepukpedisa. Chazer abona dekom enafzik limayu. This is exactly what they were shaking out their garments. Omai starts screaming out. Komachalin abona shapsa. What's that in today's world? Shabbos! Amarama machal Shabbos. Rabona machal Shabbos. Pile ployim. This is not Reform Rabbi Rabosa. It's the real Rabbana. The Michal Shabbos. Amalahu Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said to them, Lefotsu Levi Ape. You keep doing it. Anan lo kaptin and midi. We don't care about these things. Therefore what? We don't care about Michal Shabbos? Chas v'shalom. Rashi. Look up, Tinan. Lo ich baslon im yeshal ha avik. Hukach lav libanu. We don't care. We're not makpid. Let it be. It'll be a little dirt. So what? We're living in the desert. A little bit of dirt's not going to kill anybody. Amazing Gemara. Amazing Gemara. Shocking. Any other malachi ask you thing? Anybody? Oh, what? A little bit? Okay. Let's finish up a few more lines. Abaya have a kukame the Rabbi Yosef. Omale have the kumsoi. Chosadika tala. What's tala mean? Rashi? What's tala? Nothing. No Rashi. Kubis means tal. Have a kumachas in the mesvile. You don't want to give it to him. We don't care. If you don't care, it's mutter. If you don't care, it's mutter. That's the Gemara. Don't care, it's mutter. What kind of business is this, Rabosa? We don't care, everything's mutter. Where is this coming from? Where's it come from? Rabosa, I'm asking you a shayla. Who the carpet alive? Right? What does that imply? That the average person is makpid, or the average person, Rabosa, is not makpid? Well, how'd you read that verse? I'm asking you. The last, Rabosa, the fourth line that you understood. Who the carpet alive? What impressions I convey to you? That everyone is makpid, or most people are not makpid? How would you say? Just from the syntax. No comment? What do you say?
Say some people are makpid.
Some, but
we weren't asked to point out.
Right, some, but you get the impression that really most presumably would not be makpid. That's a Parshat Shad. Parshat Shad. Take a look at Rabosai in Shin Bez Sif Aleph. Went to a new seminar, Rabosai. Shin Bez Sif Aleph. In the Bialocha Allah, he quotes the Gemara verbatim, Akalash in the Gemara. In Ebi Lashna Gemara, the last two lines of page 170. Become a who the copy mash for the chora that feel the bechardi nu book me black lo amina and mistamo mak paralea and the dam could be a dua shekopi. That's what the Magen Avraham says. If that's the case, it's shver my taima di ula daya home and the pshitus al rabbon and the chamachale shapsa. Bish lo bechardi be book me roll. He saw it was nu. He saw it was black. Abba Mino Yadid the Kapti. Rabbeinu Shalom had another one, Makbid, screaming at Bechal Shabbos. And the very Rashi, Shapiro Shalom, Abba Mahal Abuk Me, Bezal Shalom Abuk Me, Shabbat Mekal Gal Mar Isa, Abba Kopit Alea, Akan the Shalom, Mukshim Olifize, Blamai Bina Nukmi, Ho Arab Yadua Shakopit. The cover of the copy. Heinel the Mute Hecha the low copy. I will bestow Hamrinon the Bechara de Beukmi Kopru. Mesha Obak Makalkal Marisa. Akinosi Shabbat Madayomer Ula, Lea the Machale Shabsa. The Yasoba came in the Gleamy Ukmi Habil, Kibish Rashi. Miss Stoma Kapti allowed, and she reviewed it. No! Another Kapdina. And I came lack but I'll say, and the love should come upon the near, came the Makaf Ukmi. The next Gemara as well. Lefize, what's on that? Taliso, she had the Ukma. And Mutel and came be a dua low. Shane Darko, the hack but Tom and I'll say. That's what he says. And I found me shorter like me, says at the end of the narrow lines. Who the captive allow, and then a rock with my head, but the low captive. I will be stomach, came on the chandi, book me who? Us. The average can't assume it's us. What's the Ramba? We saw it on the board before. Hamanar, Talis, Chadosh, Shechoro. Maybe we didn't see this. Kedela na osa, lahosra, tzia, valoman, and lama, terchu umni na osa, chayav chatos. Stop. Vim ain't no makbid mutter, end quote. Oh, he turned it around. Our Gemara said, if it's makbid, it's usr. He said, it's usr. If you're not makbid, it's mutter. Big difference on both sides. So if you're picking and choosing sides and teams, you want the Rambam on your side. That's for sure. So Malach claims the Rambam is on his side. Because he's right. That's what the expression sounds like. That's what it sounds like. Umidlohista gamkein, who the copper alayu, Kalisha de Gemara. Ukamosha Kosa Fiatsa, but Kila Bedina locate ya belis. Get to that? Shmamino, the Umaforsh, the Bechadosha, Ushora, Mina, the Mistamadakal Hakbid. And the Smag says the same thing. What's it say in the Smag? It says in Perikovis, our Gemara. Hamanar, Talisa, Bishabis, Chayab Chatas, and Ukme, Bechadate, Ukme. And he adds four more words. The kapid alayu, the habekim alabein. Din. What does din mean? What's din in Hebrew? Shem. That means the average case of a new black garment, the average person is makbid. Hey, muchok the mafarish kid varenu. Black on white, what do you mean varenu? The din. Right. Hey, nemes, truth to be told. We should be chulushi rashal. Shapir shatorach lomar. Not the kapid, but rather what? The carpet alayu. It's a horse of a different color. If the girsa is the carpet alayu, what does that mean? It's only us if he is makbid. Stamos ami mutter. But the girsa is the carpet alayu, means the average case is us, unless we know otherwise. Big difference. One little drop of ink. Was it a dollar? Was it a mob? You know, sometimes you can't even tell what it is sometimes. You know, Ksavashuya. Aksav is obvious. But a little tiny drop of ink fell somewhere. Which way is it? Now comes something very interesting. The mashal was magia, vikopi. Avakosha miol the shabbish kol rishon and shekosu kula mukolosh nazer. The chen v'sef v'yureim. Rabbi Lezini admits on the marma comes. Shemi meru novea kol rishon smagin nazer. Kosu gamkein. The carpet alayu. Rabbos, I'd like you to look up the Urayim. Tomorrow, bring it into the Shir, the Urayim. with the To'afas Re'eim on the bottom. We've seen it before. And I'll give you a hint. Look carefully over there and come back to me. It's going to make you very, very fascinating. With a Sefer Re'eim, he says, with a Shiboleh Lekin, with a Kolbo, now watch the last one now. With a Mordechai, Sof Perek Achovis, Kulam Kosu Behedim Shkoshon Asmag, Dinkopin, Ubuchach Mizash Apirishu Kulam Asukin Barenu, the Mistama Kopin, Moshehagin Lashon Rashi, Behod, the Amahu the Kopin, the Mood the Head of the Low Kopin, but Mistama is Kopin, before Shemordechai, Rabosai. Let's look in the Mefurash of Mordechai. Let's look in the Mefurash of Mordechai. See what the Mefurash of Mordechai says. Does it back him up? Or does it not back him up? Take a look. It's Mefurash of Mordechai. How can you argue that it says? It's the Mefurash of Mordechai. The Mordechai should be found at both sides. Tov Mem Dalet. I apologize, it's not in the Marvel Kamal sheet. My mistake. Tov Mem Dalet. See what it says? Tov Mem Dalet. It's end of page Lamed Aleph, going on some of the Lamed Beis in my print. If you have the old fashioned print, just look at the end of Perek Chavos, just a few lines before Perek Shoah. What does it say? Gamas Hina, Hamanar Taliso Mina Ofer Chayov Chatos. V'daf kachati v'ukmi d'shayach b'libun. What's the next letter? V'eh. Not there. V'eh. Who has the old Mordechais? Who's the old Gemaras? Also V'eh. What's happened? He says in B'alacha that the Mordechais says D'eh. We don't have that text at all. I don't know. Problem, huh? In any event, they're different yourselves. I'll give you the head start. Look at the Tofas Re'eim under the Urayim. He says that the Ksav Yad of the Urayim, it also says this. Equally, I'm saying this. That's printed edition. That's how Pasha is right over here. That's how Pasha is right. Oh. So once we have this beautiful Sefer in front of us, let's just finish up our last Maramaka for today. Something very important. Look what he says. Harbi Achronim lo robbers against him. Because the Gemara is referring again. The Taz says, seems like certain things are mutter. He didn't like it. The Taz is right according to the Achronim. I'm not going to it right now. And he says over here, "Din, look at this! Look at this! Din, kopit." He says the mashal says vikopit. He says it's hard to change the girsa. Tofas reim. Well, here it is. I gave it away already. On the reim, the shapri gear mashal shekenim so the head of savyad vikopit. Chacham arach mi navi. He didn't even have it. Uvemes, he says, Loivati klal pirushal be'alocha. The Lidvara, v'amai hutshukhu v'gemaro lahamid, u'kimta b'nar ove kloma. The b'zechayev, dafka b'shochor chodesh u'makbid. U'madua lo klolo klal echad, borur, the kol kesem shemakbid olof chayev. U'mizei is bor akol. V'lam asos v'gemaro v'poskim din zerak v'beget shochor v'chodesh u'makbid. V'dochak otsum. The Tarets, the Kavonis, Hashas, the Chadesh, The ba'avak u'beged shachar v'chadosh kamash v'lon v'stomach hapti. Pilach himself says, who the kapit alay lo mashmakein. Heich yitokhen lomar shezeh ikar achilish ha-shas v'chol ha-pokos v'yotor lirmoz din zeh v'lichle v'ashvoz v'fukos v'atema. Therefore he doesn't like it. Sounds to him, the Sivchaim, we'll see others say the same thing, that says, who the kapit, it's only usher if you are makbid. V'stoma it's mutter. That's a push of child, the words of the Gemara. Aye. What about the idea of Ula saying at the Mechal Shabbos? Why? Why the Mechal Shabbos? Who said they were Makbid? Come to that later. Before we come to that, let's go through the Lumdus over here. Anupshat. What's a Begat Chodesh? Open the Mishnah Berurah. Shin Beis have cut now. What is Begat Chodesh? V'chadosh and Mikri, it's coming from the Mogan Avraham. Imlo nishtamesh ba adai in harbe showed nira ba chidusho. They both say it looks new. I don't think you or I are wearing anything today that looks new. This is very far from the whatever. It's been washed so many times. It's been cleaned so many times. What kind of new? Not even close to being new. Apparently a new garment is a psah. Oh, zah. I know this because my wife tries to buy me new garments for Yontif. You know, today I put on Pesach, I put on a new this, I'm Yontif. New. Oh, that feels a little bit different, huh? New. Yes, because Yontif, a new garment. Like Mars says that's for women, new garments are something we like meat and wine. Okay, but, you know. Some women like meat and wine, we like a lot of new garments. They're all like candy that the kids like. It's interchangeable. Sukkot and Pesachim. That's a little bit of a change over here. Okay, what? Fine. Look what he says over here. Pay the Dehoka Haino, Shemakbid, look at these words. Lilbosh Beged Shenikar Bechidusho. You want to wear a garment, it should be noticeable that it's not. I'm a knacker in time. I walk in on Pesach to the shul. Ho, ho. You see my new. Some of them don't have anything, but that represents. But you know. I want to make believe, Yontif, everyone's coming with a new Zach, a new this. And, hey, a Makbid should look new. Should look brand new. People have to pay, the car should look brand new. The hat should look brand new. Not brand new, whatever. Brand new is a Zach. Brand new. People's psychology, not just in 2014. A long time cut. Brand new. Well, if you say, Hanir Nasa, they'll have their beg of the Chidusho. It just came off the factory. What did the Rambam say? Kibus and Tzchita is told us Libun. What's the av? Malabein semer, semezemach chadesh bo loven. Dumit et soveah, we saw before. You paint it for the first time, you white it for the first time. As opposed to kibus eschita, told on enem achash bo klum, machzio le tikuno, it's nothing new. Here, the melechas libun has two pu'ulos. Chidush semer, you take stam old-fashioned wool, and you make it white. It's not a shirt, it's not a jacket, it's nothing. You chayv right away. Beis. Tiglin b'mayim. Oh, you put it in water. It's another situation where you'd be chayv. Ukshenasir beit ha-tikunim havi av malocha. Ukshenasir rak echad mishnei ha-tikunim b'fnei atzma. Havi told him. So kibus and tzchid is a told. Why? Ki metakan ha-beg ha-de-mayim. And here's a told. Why? When I water. Shem chidush ha-beged. Looks brand new. Now we want to buy black is different. Because black, nigga chidush, but brrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr brand new. If it's brown, it's a nondescript brown, brown. New brown, old brown. Green, blue, black. Now you're talking, it's not so shiny, it's just brand new. Yeah. And we understand Rabosai, another Chiddush. The Gemara is now Kuf Mem Omud Aleph. Rabosai, let's take a look in the Gemara. Kuf Mem Omud Aleph. Towards the back, very bottom. Says the Gemara on the bottom of Kuf Mem Omud Aleph, last four lines. Bamin Hemala Kiskuse Kip Nita Bishabta. So he's quoting, right? Lurukuche Kip Nita Kamachav Bishabta. He wants to make it softer. Odimala Olude Chivra Kamachav Bios. A new phrase. To give birth to whiteness. Nice, to give birth. Yeah, who's giving birth over here? Olude. Who's giving birth? It's a strange expression. Amolei, Rukul Kamechav Shabbi Dami. Malik is Kusik Kitnita Bishabta, Shabbi Dami. Sudra, Sudra. Hosam Milziki Olude Chivra. Here not, giving birth to whiteness. It's a funny expression. Zogt Rashi. Liban Shah Matzai de Shifshif, Kaliban Matil. Okay. Liban of it, Soar Rosh Hashanah. What is this? What's going on over here? It's quoted Shabbat Aruch. What's this Hatzel story? What do you say? What's the answer? Kevin Jemiskava la Hatzel al Liban of Reza Domo le Nir Beged Shechiva Bo Afilim Below Mayim. Shum Shemechade Shah Beged. Who had in the Shifshif Beged Liachar Akviso. Shederach la'asos kokein v'la'hatzil shegozu nirak alibun. You already washed it in the water, and now you're going to play with it a little bit, and now it's going to make you chayav mishum melabein. Because it's going to make it look brand new. Brand new, Rabosai, brand new. Then and only then are you chayav even without water. This is a very big finish. With this, and we're not going to have to finish this, but let's just see the question, we'll see the answer tomorrow. If two is kusha, then be halacha, you should look up for tomorrow, shir. Shin beisiv zayin. Toma, the taz. Shehiti legara kese meha beged. He allows you to scratch off a stain from your garment. L'chora l'gora zeh, v'kiskuse sidra b'sipay, she'osu v'bnei she'mecham l'tzachzachol. So to greer as a kest in the big though yosim itam zeh. The belok as a kashel. Lo gora. L'chora lo gora zeh. Tomorrow we're going to see that it is gora. Why is it gora? Because if it's the case of daf kuf mem, it's a unique situation to make it look brand new, as opposed to the other situation. We'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll continue. Okay.